Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Opening day tomorrow, by the way. I know the Pirates
tomorrow?
Are
tomorrow?
Yeah, Pirates.
Tomorrow.
Pirates,
we were off a little bit.
Yeah, we were. Pirates are at the Reds tomorrow. I'm not sure about your guys' teams, you know. So
good thing we have the look it up machine.
And emailers.
Royals, when they play, Nick.
Probably pretty soon.
Maybe the day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're a big ratings machine right now.
No, I don't think anybody is, really. You know, that's just NFL football. You know.
That looks like tomorrow, 3:10 p.m.
Who are they playing?
The Twins.
All right. That's Todd's team.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You guys are going to fight about that.
I can feel the tension.
You can feel the tension, the building. Yeah, build up there.
I don't think there's
I'm going to save my rage for the whole three-game series. We'll do a third rage tomorrow. A third Saturday and a third on Sunday.
Yeah, who wins that series? That's gonna be brutal on the show.
I think the season rides on it.
It will. The Twins and the and your Royals there.
Yeah. I am always surprised by how, like, it's gonna be that elongated competitive edge. If you can't
so
really, because these dudes, they really can't put everything into every game.
That's why when you watch playoffs in baseball, they grind every at bat. And you can't do that all season long because you would just physically and mentally couldn't do it.
You would get tired. Yeah. It would exhaust you.
Right.
That's why you see.
We'll talk about that later.
At the level. You know, basketball finally tries during the playoffs. You can't sustain.
Well, they still have to try during the regular season.
Yeah, but that's 82 games.
Oh, yeah. I watched the Celtics last night just get killed by a really horrible team because they can't sustain it every day. We're tired. You know, you can beat us here.
Well, yeah, in baseball, it's like, well, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow. Right. So where can we be drunk, Todd?
Oh, pretty much everywhere.
Oh, I know that, but
how drunk?
Okay,
yeah,
how drunk you're allowed to be in society's eyes?
And then
society's eyes. Okay,
a scale of 1 to 10, but a couple of them go above 10.
Yeah, and you'll see when we get there. It starts on the low end.
Meeting your significant other's parents.
Oh, I wasn't drunk then because when I met my mother-in-law, future mother-in-law, she showed up at the house. That's her birthday today, by the way. Happy birthday. She listens once in a while.
And then she doesn't.
Most of the while. Yeah.
No, she actually does listen, which is kind of embarrassing after all these years of stuff I've said. But, you know, she knows me pretty well.
There are some people you find out they listen, and you're like, oh. All
right. But she showed up at her condo, and Becky was just moving in, and her mom didn't like the thought of me. Yeah. She didn't know me.
I'm familiar.
But she didn't like the thought of me. The idea of me since I was 12 years older.
I understand.
The idea of me she didn't like.
Like the idea of you some days
I won
either.
Her over right away. But her dad, and her dad I met separately, and he always loved me. You know.
No, my
rest in peace. Yeah.
Reputation.
And my mother-in-law loves me now.
Right. Also preceded me. When I met my
The reputation of what we did for a living and who we were.
My now mother-in-law.
Was not good.
Right? And I was not drunk when I first met my now mother-in-law. Right, but according to this TikTok girl, you could be at a 2 If you,
I think, yeah, well, I think you can have a drink.
I think a slight buzz would be okay. That way you probably get, it's easy to get through it, right?
I'm dumb, but this list every...
Just stop with the first part.
Yeah, right. Surprise. But all these numbers have a dash before them. So when I saw meeting your significant other's parents, I thought it was like -2.
Oh, that you should be really sober?
You have to be like super sober.
You're dumb, by the way. Once again, celebrating your high school.
Yeah. First date.
I graduated.
Austin was here too the other day just celebrating your high school, too. Said a few dumb things.
Well, that's why we asked him to come up.
He wasn't wearing a gang hat, though.
Yeah.
First date, 3. Same second
stupid
date,
high
4.
School,
hosting a dinner party, 4.
First date, what?
3.
Oh, an actual...
Yeah. First date.
I mean, you get drunk on the first date. You show up drunk, right?
You're allowed to be a 3 out of 10 on the drunkenness scale on a first date.
Yeah, if you're really drunk on the first date, you ain't get the second date, right?
Yeah. No. This is all out of a 10 scale.
Second date, you can get a little drunker. 4. Hosting a dinner party. 4.
That's the reason.
I don't agree with that.
That's the way you're... distant dinner parties are just people drinking.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Man.
But if you're hosting, I think...
Since you're the host, you got to maintain... You know, a little more decorum.
Got it.
Than the rest of the
make sure the turkey
party.
Doesn't burn.
Well, I think once maybe a 4 until dinner's served, and after that, give yourself an 8.
Right.
Just double it right away.
Yeah, we'll clean this up later.
Right.
Most time you have a dinner party with people you actually know. I mean, if you have people you invited you don't know that well, that's a little different.
Yeah, like the chancellor.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Or if it's for some of those situations.
Or if it's your spouse's work people or something.
Oh, yeah. You know? We're having our boss over for dinner, honey.
Right.
Don't be a wasted drunk.
Let's keep it at a 4.
Right.
Don't put the corn dogs by your crotch for a little party trick.
Not your usual 9.5.
Maybe if your boss over, don't serve corn dogs, but whatever.
Yeah. Everybody likes corn dogs.
Yeah. What would you count on?
Good point, Nick.
Christy and I used to throw a night before Thanksgiving party.
Ah, that's not
12.
That's not a dinner party.
That's not a dinner party.
Yeah.
Everybody was
12 at that party.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I certainly was by the end of the evening.
Oh, yeah.
I often didn't make it to the end of the evening.
There was so much alcohol and weed at those parties. It was crazy, man. Yeah.
A night when you know you're going to run into your ex, you could be a 4.
Be a 10. Unless you're going to cry like a bitch when you see her.
That's the
or
problem.
Or him, you're right.
That's the problem. You get above a 4, you might get emotional. That's a problem.
You're right.
You want to maintain cool if you're going to see the ex. Let them know.
These numbers are weird, though, because 4 doesn't even seem like that drunk.
No. Yeah, I don't know what it means. 4 to me doesn't mean anything. It means I had one drink.
But I think all these numbers are relative to you.
Four glasses of wine. I consider that 4 glasses of wine is a 4.
This is how many drinks.
I don't think
4 shots of vodka is a 4, right?
The 1 to 10 is not a universal, like that's different for everybody.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody's 1 is different than the next guy.
Of course it is.
It's all relative to your able to maintain.
Yeah, your personal experiences with alcohol. Right,
relative to the rest of the terrain.
Right.
Your singular max.
Yeah.
Your significant other's birthday is a 5. Same with being home by yourself on a Friday.
Oh, I'd say that's a 10.
That's a 5.
Yeah. I think home by yourself on a Friday is when you can get after it.
Yeah. If you're not going anywhere, game on.
Yeah, some people feel sad for people who get drunk all by themselves. I don't have a problem with that.
I think you're being safe. I have no problem with that. I mean, I understand if you're pounding 2 liters of vodka and you're throwing up and dying in your sleep, that's different. But getting a good buzz by yourself, I don't understand why that's even a big deal. And they always say, you shouldn't drink alone. Well, why not?
Right. You're not going to piss anybody off.
Right. That's a great one.
Yeah.
And my wife's never really away when I'm not away. I'm usually away when she's at home. But if she's away at all and I'm sitting there on the couch having a drink, I think like for the night, I like that pit. You're not going to piss anybody off.
Right.
You're not going to
say the wrong thing to yourself.
You're just not going to say anything stupid at all, you know.
Or are you going to get sick of your farts?
You can turn the TV when you want. You can do anything. You know?
And you're not going to turn down your drunken advances?
Nope, not at all.
Your parents.
And your significant other's birthday, wouldn't you want to maintain whatever number they're maintaining?
Yes. Yep. But the problem is if you are driving, somebody's got to stay sober. But then
you got to take driving.
If it's their birthday, they should be the one to be able to get drunk more. Which is
you're kind of tasked with steering the night.
But I've been drunk on my wife's birthday before, so we just Uber.
Yeah,
Yeah.
In this day and age, there's Uber.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents' wedding vow renewal before they start drinking.
Yeah, when I got renewed, my kids were hammered, man.
They were
10 and 8 at that renewal.
They were hard to corral.
They were wasted.
I like that you could be at a 5 before your parents start drinking.
Oh, no, right.
Also a 5, a night when you're going to run into your crush.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because you're really drunk, you're going to creep her out.
Right.
Or creep him out.
You don't want to be super drunk, but you got to have a little bit of confidence in you.
And if it goes well, you want to have a functional dong.
That's a great answer.
That's two great points in this segment.
No, well, one of them was being sarcastic, but that one was real. Yeah.
No, he was right. You're not going to piss anybody off if you're at home.
Oh, no, that was a good one, too. There was one earlier in this segment.
Two legitimately good points today.
Right. All right, I'm done for the day then.
So you can be a little bit drunker when you're running into your crush as opposed to your ex.
Yeah, if you say, I've always had a crush on you, and they respond, I like you too, you have to have a dong ready to go. Yeah. And if you're too drunk,
no,
maybe you're screwed.
Not
man.
Just a dong, a functional dong.
Good point. Yeah.
On a plane and on a boat, you get a 6.
Oh, God, I've been 10 on planes before. I just keep quiet. You've been a 10 on a plane before.
I'm sure I have.
Man.
But you're able to do that. Some people get to 10 on a plane and they get out of control.
No, I can be quiet on a plane and be really wasted.
You know.
Yeah, hey, as long as you're on the plane.
Right.
You're fine.
No, that's
a good
point.
If you're a 10 trying to get on the plane, they might not even let you on.
If 10's the max, 10, to, I guess 10 on anybody's scale should be stumbling, right?
Right.
About to pass
10
out.
10 is out of control. Blackout.
Then I'm not a 10 on the plane, but I've been an 8 on a plane, you know.
Yeah, you've been somebody else's 10 on a plane.
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You've been your 6 or 7.
Right.
I've been an 8 trying to get on a plane pretending I'm at 5.
Yeah.
This is cool, right?
Todd does that.
Oh, you just stay quiet.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Right. You don't act up. You don't mouth off.
No.
No matter what an airport.
No, I was just concentrating on walking.
Right.
On a boat, 6. Your own wedding, 7. In the wedding party, 7. Attending dinner party.
I've seen so many drunks
7,
at weddings.
Hosting a holiday, 7.
I'm surprised hosting a holiday is a 7 and hosting a dinner party is a 4.
There'd
be more stakes for a holiday.
You get more leeway around your family.
Yeah.
You know, holidays are generally family or close friends. They give you more rope.
Right. They know what a drunk you are.
Yeah. They expect that from you. A dinner party might be some people who don't know you well enough to expect that from you.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but it's okay to be drunker when you're attending rather than hosting.
Sure.
Because you got to maintain.
Yeah, attending a dinner party will give you a 7. Hosting is a 4. I can see that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
On a beach, 8.
Oh, yeah. No. Rum Runner Day, I was a woo.
You were a 12.
I was on the beach.
That was a 12.
I was so hammered.
Right. I don't really enjoy being drunk at the beach. It's just so hot. The sun's beating down.
It wasn't that day. It was winter in up north, and so Florida was perfect weather. It was 75 degrees and sunny, and I'd golf that day and did a bunch of rum runners. You know,
that's a pretty good bar.
I stood in the ocean just pissing my pants in the ocean, drinking my rum runner, looking at the beach. And it was just the best. Up until I puked, it was like one of my favorite days of all time.
That's probably a good place to set your 10 bar.
You puked on your own parade.
I golfed with my dad. My son was with us. He was a little kid at the time. And went up to the place we're at and couldn't pronounce LSU. My dad was laughing at me. My wife was laughing, kind of laughing mad at me because I was hammered. And then I puked my guts out in the bed.
That's a 10.
And passed out all night.
Yeah. That's your 10.
Yeah.
Guest at a wedding. 10.
Oh, it says 10?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guest
I'm surprised that's higher than in a wedding party. So when I see a wedding party.
Wedding parties are more hammered than guests, I think.
I expect those to be the drunkest people. Yeah. A lot of it still take the break just to drink after the ceremony, too, and show up drunk to the reception.
Especially if the wedding party is people in their 20s.
Yeah, if they're young. Yeah,
yeah, and I always give those guys a break because all the 20s weddings I was ever at, we were all just so wasted. So wasted. We did a... My buddy got married. He was the first one to get married of a bunch of gang of us, and he was probably about 22. And the rest of us were just guys trying to get out of college and get jobs, so we just show up at his wedding in Jersey. Half of us were in the wedding. We're just so wasted. His wife's parents had money, so it was a really nice place with all the booze paid for. Halfway through the wedding, we made a pyramid, you know, the old gym class pyramids. You know, with
people
stacking each other up.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, the gym class. Yeah, you're on all fours. And So with like 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 was the bride.
Whoa.
Oh.
And then if you remember gym class pyramids, you'd collapse. You just collapse. That's how you get off those pyramids. Everybody just let their arms go. And the pyramid would just kind of collapse down. And we did that. Not even knowing how embarrassing that must have been to the adults. Like, what's going on here, man? Yeah.
Right.
So I was at a wedding this summer. A friend of mine's kid got married, and the wedding party was the guys in their 20s. And they were just so drunk and having a good time. Mm. And people were looking at them thinking, you know, that's what, remember, be that age, guys. We were all that age, and that's what you do at that age. You take off your shirts on the dance floor, you're drunk, your tux. They took off their shirts and they put their vest back on. They were just having fun.
I don't recall being super drunk at your wedding, though.
We weren't 20s.
No, and because there was a dance afterwards, and I remember being upright for that.
Yeah, well, we were drinking, but nobody was in their 20s
upright.
Then.
No,
but
yeah,
I think we were
upright. I did.
That's standard.
That's where it is.
I was on my feet.
I could stand.
Yeah.
No, the other times I've been a guest at a wedding, well, I guess I was able to stand with assistance at my son's wedding.
But that was recently. Within his past year you couldn't stand at your son's wedding.
One of my good friends. Got married in Denver. Oh, God, it's probably 30 years now.
Right.
And we're driving to the reception. And there's two limos. One of them has the brides, and one of them has the groomsmen. And we're along Interstate 70, passing a bottle of champagne back and forth between the limos. The limo drivers were synced up.
So the limo limo drivers were in on it then? They were cool with it?
Obviously.
Okay, obviously.
Yeah, they had to be.
That's not
It's
safe.
Like an action movie. Yeah. You're just yelling, get closer!
Right.
Get closer!
Yeah.
Other friends' weddings, I don't know that I was a 10. Certainly at my son's wedding, I
think there were plenty of people that were 10 at my wedding because we had the damn thing at a casino and hotel.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody just was like, well, I'm going to go upstairs and pass out, so game on.
Yeah.
I'll never judge the drunkenness of a bridal party.
No, I never do. I never do.
Nope. That's a special occasion.
I never do because it is crazy what they do, at those, especially young brides and young dudes getting married.
Christmas Eve. Is a 10. See, that doesn't apply to me because Christmas Eve, I'm usually in a motor hotel.
Yeah,
in the mountains.
Right. Yeah. Playing with
drinking
yourself.
On your own.
Watching porn on your phone.
Right. I would say that would be lower because if you're at a 10 on Christmas Eve, Christmas is going to suck.
It does.
It depends.
I've been hungover.
If you're that hungover for Christmas,
you know, the holidays, family, all the crap that comes along with that. I bet there's a lot of people.
And plus, you forget about the real celebration, Todd. What are you there for?
The baby Jesus. You can't be drunk for the baby Jesus. Now, Christmas Eve was always a bigger deal when there was, you know, Christmas.
Little small kids in the house.
Was a deal in my family. Yeah, right. Christmas Day was just kind of the day after Christmas Eve. Was the night you went to church,
right?
And you opened up all the presents.
All right,
yeah.
You do think Christmas night itself 10?
I don't know. Usually Christmas, you know what? Yeah, y'all definitely a 10. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Bad Cinderella on Broadway is
insert any show on Broadway.
Yeah. you can be.
Oh, were you hammering at Les Mis?
Well, then you're not going to remember Les Mis.
Were you wasted at Les Mis in the front row?
No,
well, your mom was in the balcony, by the way.
She was.
You put your mom in the balcony and you were in the front seat.
I got a drink for each act.
All right.
they had some like inspired. I don't remember what was in it, but it was like.
Yeah.
So, and then I had a martini in a plastic glass for the second act.
All right.
I don't think I drank at all when I saw the Book of Mormon. Yeah.
No, it was too far down the mountain from our seats in the upper deck.
Could take a whiz. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
That was just in Lincoln.
What, Les Mis?
The Book of Mormon.
Okay, got it.
Any holiday from May to August. So that would include what?
Was it July?
Memorial
right?
Day, 4th of July,
blow your
Labor
fingers,
Day.
Blow your fingers
that
off. That's a 10,
Labor Day.
Right?
I think you should throw Labor Day in there. Right. But this article is from a website in the UK, so...
They don't have a Labor Day, probably.
Yeah, we'll put Labor Day in.
And
there.
Have a Memorial Day either, for that matter. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. You're allowed to be 10.
They probably don't have a Flag Day. I always get drunk on Flag Day,
big time.
Yep. Any of those summer holidays, 10.
Yeah,
they might have Flag Day, just celebrate a different flag.
Your cousin's bar mitzvah.
Don't have any Jewish cousins.
I can't say I've ever attended a bar mitzvah.
I was at one. 10. Yeah, I was at one. Yeah, it was a good party. Yeah,
girls' night out, 12.5. So you can.
I get hammered on a girls' night out.
Beyond obliterated if you're on a girls' night out. At a girls' night out, when you're going home to bother a man who is waiting up for you, 17.
This is obviously from a woman's point of view.
Bother? You mean like just be too drunk? Or,
just be like annoyingly drunk to the guy who's waiting up for you.
Oh, man, that sucks.
No, sometimes it's kind of fun.
If they're into,
if they're
ready. If you're not sitting at home drinking yourself and don't have a working dong, you know, you got to make sure you have a working. Yeah. If you're waiting for the drunk chick to come home from the girls' night out, especially if they go to a strip club and they're all horny and stuff. Or a strip show,
Thunder
Down Under, right? That you got to make sure your dong works. Mm-hmm. And you're not just passed out from drinking all day on the couch.
Yeah.
No, I enjoy being on the receiving end of that.
Well, if your dong working.
Well, the instance I recall is I was asleep.
And then
And
that wasn't your wife.
She forgot her key.
Yeah.
She was, it is my
single
wife
white
now.
Female.
No.
It's my wife now. Yeah. She was my girlfriend at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot her key and was just banging on the door.
Ready to go, man.
Yeah, she is.
Daiquiri drunk, right?
No, full
daiquiri
of,
drunk.
I believe she was full of gin.
Oh.
You're not done yet.
Runs in the family,
little
then,
little foreshadowing.
Full of the Bombay.
Her gin sanity is
sapphire.
Todd, man.
Okay, back to the drinking by yourself on a Friday night. Let's wrap this up on a high note. This is an email from Mike. A guy I used to work with was drinking by himself, passed out in the middle of eating Pringles, and choked on the chips. He's dead now.
What?
So there's the argument for not getting 10 when you're just home drinking by yourself.
He died eating Pringles.
Choked on the Pringles. He's dead now.
That was his buddy?
Well, a guy he worked with.
Oh, man.
Well, I think
that funeral is where I get into trouble in situations like that because I would
funeral?
Be like,
you'd be laughing at
well,
the
there
funeral?
I would be like, what kind?
Oh.
And they'd be like, that's your question? I'm like, well, I'm curious, you know?
Ask the guy what kind.
Well, that's a cautionary tale about Pringles.
Yeah.
I think it was the drunkenness that led to the choking on the Pringles.
It was the Pringles that killed him.
That would suck, man. You know, because I eat too fast anyway, and I can imagine just...
Oh, I've seen it.
So you get eating something.
You turn into a Hoover when somebody puts a plate of food in front
exactly.
of you.
Exactly. I eat way too fast, and I was especially be by yourself, you can't...
The curvature of the Pringles block his airway?
I don't know how...
There was probably some passing out with a mouthful of chips involved or something.
Yeah, I don't see it one Pringle choking you, because that's just going to melt in your... It's not enough to solid that, you know. A pretzel, like Bush did when he passed out in the White House, that dumbass.
I forgot about that.
He almost died that way. He passed out watching a football game by himself in the White House, you know.
This guy's buddy sounds like Ritz-Bits could have saved his life.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's just...
Those are good.
Yeah, they are.
All you gotta do is put some alcohol on top of chips, and they'll just dissolve. Any kind of liquid on top of chips. He must have fell asleep.
He had to have passed out in some way, shape, or form. And then, it was permanent.
Right. Passed out mid-Pringle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't get, his hand out to wash it down.
I like the cheddar cheese.
And how
Pringles,
long before
man.
The dog realizes those Pringles are up for grabs?
Yeah, because he doesn't care, Dad. He's no. just sleeping, man. Yeah, he's probably just licking the puke off your mouth as you're laying there dead. Good morning.
Not a good way to go.
Good morning. Come on back.
Yeah. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.